May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, I'm joined by Tommy Piolotta. Tommy, welcome.
Thank you, Father.
Tommy, it's Monday, and the Church invites us on Mondays to keep in our prayers and our thoughts and in our works of charity the holy souls in purgatory. As we are coming to our listeners on St. Gabriel Radio today with this daily message of hope, we're inviting everyone who's listening to join us in growing in knowledge of and praying for the holy souls in purgatory. Now, I've known you for about 15 years, 20 years now.
Right.
And I know you have a beautiful love for the holy souls in purgatory. I also know you're not right.
Well, that's a given. But let me also make sure that everybody knows that this is Tommy Piolotta Sr. I don't want my son to be totally destroyed by this. I'm just kidding.
As opposed to the Capuchin brother, Tommy Piolotta.
Exactly.
Who's also been on this show.
And who I admire their order very, very much.
Oh, they're a beautiful community, beautiful
they
order.
They really are.
Actually, just spending a moment on that, what's it... Can you just, I know this is totally off the cuff, what's it like being the father of a young man who's entered religious life?
You know, right before Tommy went in and decided to go to the religious order, he came up to me and said, Dad, can I talk to you outside? And I said, sure. You know, and I was wondering what he wanted. He want money or, you know. So he said, you know, Dad, if I commit myself to the religious life, our name will no longer go on.
Ah.
And I became really emotional and I told him, I go, you know what, Tommy? Our name will go down in history. I go, and God will bless our family because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
For our name to go on, it goes on in much better ways than just being passed to somebody
right.
or to someone or yeah. down the generation. Plus, yeah. your sister has got married, so the Piolotta blood is still going to be out there. And hopefully God will continue to bless our family.
Yeah.
And that was
beautiful.
Very unique to me. And I was really emotional.
Sure, yeah.
Lifted up by that.
Well, and what's beautiful is that just knowing you and Carla and your son, Brother Tommy, and your daughters, it's not like you lost a son. You gained a whole order.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Family. They come over all the time. In fact, we had to buy a condo with an extra bedroom. But, you know, we really enjoy that. And Carla just goes crazy and cooks all the time for them. And they just love it. And then they come and they sit down and, you know, they talk to us. They bring us... you know, relics of St. Padre Pio, Father Solanus Casey.
Yeah.
And then, in fact, Tommy also brought home a priest from Rome one Christmas, and he actually said Mass for us in our living room, and that was incredible.
Yeah.
And his name was Father Ben. But, you know, priests are just like us. They love to have fun. In fact, they really have fun, believe me.
Your interaction with the Capuchins through your son and just, you know, as priests and brothers in your family getting to know them, without a doubt, kind of pulls the church together as a family, which has a huge impact on the witness you've given to me and your devotion to the souls in purgatory, because through your prayers, through your devotion, you show that the souls in purgatory are our family members, our brothers and sisters, in need of our prayers, in need of our help. And it's kind of our holy duty, our holy responsibility to pray for them, offer Mass for them, rosary for them, and prayers in general to help them get to heaven. And I know you have a very special devotion to the souls in purgatory. And, you know, just before we went live with this segment, you and I were discussing the prayer of St. Gertrude, and we offer that to our listeners. You know, the prayer unfolds in this way. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the whole world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. I know you like to razz me and probably everyone else you know, highlighting that when someone prays, there's a participation, almost kind of like a control. I mean, you have to, of your own will, pray for that person. You can't just say, well, I'll pray for them and not.
Well, yeah, I always tease Father, and I tease my son also, and also everybody else.
Which is torture.
Which is, you know, normal, that I have control over the souls in purgatory, and if I want them out, I let them out. Then they all start laughing, which you all know is funny. But that prayer by Saint Gertrude, if you say that prayer, there's supposed to be 5,000 souls released from purgatory every time you say it. So when I say it, it's unique. I see those 5,000 souls just going up, and then I figure, I told my family and I that I'm building up a nest egg of people praying for me, and I think I say that prayer, and it just really, really makes me feel good, and I really believe it, and I really believe
sure
that I've and our family has received many miracles from that.
Yeah. Well, and I know, like, the Lord in his revelation to St. Gertrude, he highlights that the soul that prays those words with sincerity, they participate, they're unified to the souls that are immediately released from purgatory. And, you know, when people come to me, they'll say, you know, Father, there's just this burden on my soul. There's this burden on my mind. My family is carrying this struggle. You know, I'll ask them, it's like, well, have a mass offered for the souls in purgatory. Say the prayer from St. Gertrude the Great for the souls in purgatory. And then as an act of entrustment, the souls who receive the glory of heaven, who are able to enter into the glory of heaven because we united our prayers to them. We turned to our Father in heaven. We united to our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We prayed for them. I mean, think of the gratitude in their heart, right, in their soul, right, for you,
right,
for praying for them. You know, it's important that, like, as you mentioned earlier, you know, your son entered the Capuchins, and you see the Capuchins as your family, and they see you as their family, that we also realize as brothers and sisters in Jesus that our brothers and sisters who have died are still our brothers and sisters.
Right.
They're still in need of our prayers, our attention, our love. And I think that's something that, you know, the Catholic faith offers to those who live it. It's that sense of family, whether it's I know my son has entered the Capuchin Franciscans, or I see Father as a part of my family, or the sisters, you know, who work in the schools and the hospitals and the missions are a part of my family, or even the souls in purgatory, you know, offering up a simple, beautiful prayer like that prayer given to us by St. Gertrude the Great for the souls in purgatory on this Monday, to unite ourselves to the family of God, to the mercy of God, our Father. Once again, just entering into that prayer for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the whole world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. You know, entering into a kind of a trust, you know. And Tommy, what would you say, you know, knowing how the souls pray for us when they enter the glory of heaven, knowing how the souls pray for us in purgatory, you know, what comes to your mind when you hear someone say the holy souls in purgatory?
Well, that's a good question, Father. I think, first of all, you got to realize that our faith is not a myth. And those who have faith have got to really have faith. And I think when we pray for those holy souls is that they're ready to go to heaven. And if we can help them get to heaven by our prayers and really believe that and really have that faith to believe it, I believe that they really help us also.
Absolutely.
So yeah, when I think of holy souls, I think that they're on a great mission and we have the opportunity to help them. And hopefully when we pass away, and we have to go to purgatory, which I might have to go, that they will pray for me also.
You know, absolutely. I always fall back on those beautiful words of St. John Paul II, who highlights that the souls in purgatory are both holy and poor. They're holy because they see God. They're not yet right in heaven and before the throne of the Lord. They're not yet before the beatific vision, but they're holy because of their intimacy, their proximity to the Lord. But they're poor because they're totally dependent upon us. And every week,
exactly,
every Monday, the church invites us to remember the holy souls. Kind of like, you know, on Sunday, we just celebrated the Lord's Day, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We've gone to Holy Mass. We received our Lord in Holy Communion. We've been replenished and restored. Then we enter into the week, the second day of the week, Monday. And the church says, with all of the good gifts you've been given at Holy Mass, and through the rest you've been granted on the Lord's Day, on this day, remember those who are in need. The souls in purgatory,
right,
those who are holy and those who are poor. And as we bring to a close this clip, this message of hope, you know, Tommy, I love your words. You know, our faith is not a myth. And a lot of times we're surrounded by people who call themselves Catholic, call themselves Christian, and yet they're still kind of lost.
Right.
They're still, they have like a cold heart.
Right.
And it makes you wonder if the faith has not yet fully come alive. And in this message of hope, you know, what's the invitation you would throw out to our brothers and sisters who are listening, who might be listening and thinking, you know, I live with a struggle in my heart. You know, what's the invitation you would extend to them to just open up to the adventure of faith?
Well, I think what it is that what I've learned, and I haven't learned that all, you know, it took 69 years, and all of a sudden, you know, it started with Our Lady of Fatima, and then it just built up. Padre Pio, Father Solanas Casey. And I think what you have to realize is that our faith is real.
Yeah.
But we have to make sure it's real in our heart. And we have to really, really talk about our faith to God every day. Faith is hard. Faith's not easy. Mm-hmm. Faith is surrendering to God. And when we surrender, we're not weak, we're strong.
Yeah.
You know, a weak person gives up. You know, a weak person will look at our Catholic faith as a myth. Angels, saints,
yeah,
Jesus, the Holy Eucharist. It's not. It's real. And once we go there, you won't imagine the changes that will come in your life.
So if we're looking for hope, the first step is to surrender to the Lord.